With an eclectic collection of trivia, water cooler knowledge, news stories, and motivational thoughts, this is the VoiceOver Work Podcast, brought to you by Newton Media Group, a family of creative services. Welcome to the podcast. I'm Russell Newton, your host, and I appreciate your listening today. Today, further insight from the book Not Knowing, The Art of Turning Uncertainty into Opportunity, written by Stephen DeSouza, Diana Renner. To believe fully and at the same moment to have doubts is not at all a contradiction. It presupposes a greater respect for truth, an awareness that truth always goes beyond anything that can be said or done at any given moment. American existential psychologist Rollo May. In coaching sessions, I often hear my clients grapple with the question, "How do I know I'm right?" It is the hardest question to hear and one of the most challenging to work with. Many of these people have high-powered jobs and heavy decision-making responsibilities. We carve out our lives in right and wrongs, black and white. We look for a sign, any sign, that shows us we're headed in the right direction. Can we entertain the possibility of doubt? Business thinker and author Charles Handy, now 81, describes himself as a social philosopher. In a conversation Stephen had with Charles and his wife, Liz, Charles recalled a meeting at the London Business School where they were choosing who to promote from a lecturer to a professor. There was one candidate who people knew was not right, but they could not put their finger on exactly why this was so. Then someone said, "The problem with him is that he has no decent doubt." "It's okay to have decent doubt," said Charles. "Those who advocate certainty are not credible. That's the nature of faith, having some belief that all will be well, even in the uncertainty." He recalled Julian of Norwich, the medieval English mystic, who summed up, "All shall be well, and all manner of things shall be well." This much-loved saying holds much hope for us, that even if we don't understand and are confused in the midst of uncertainty, we'll all be okay in the end. Reliance on our existing knowledge can often trap us, especially when new information comes along. The best academics and leaders entertain doubt about their own state of knowledge. This helps them open up new discoveries and creates pockets of not knowing. The ability to question as a matter of habit, to admit that the lens through which we are looking at the world is subjective and flawed, is an essential leadership skill. Doubting the outcome of a project can free us up to engage with others and invite in different views that add new insights into complex challenges. It can help us make better decisions. Stephen DeSouza and Diana Renner are the authors of that clip coming from Not Knowing, The Art of Turning Uncertainty into Opportunity. Amazon.com has more information regarding the author and this book. Show notes and further information can be found at RussellEricNewton.com. With a collection of trivia, research, news stories, and knowledge from some of the newest audiobooks on the market, this has been the VoiceOver Work Podcast, brought to you by Newton Media Group, a family of creative services.